Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Yeah.
Ooh, happy Friday indeed. Let's get to our contestant. It is Jeff from Puyallup. Jeff, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm so happy to be playing Beat Migs on this monstrous Mariners weekend.
Yeah, baby.
The final homestand.
All right, Steve. Jeff is ready to rock, so you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Hi,
Steve.
Hi, Danny.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
In the children's rhyme, what type of meat does the third little piggy have?
Roast beef.
Yes. In what U.S. state will you find the Grand Ole Opry?
Tennessee?
Yes. It's the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown, first aired in what decade?
60s,
yes. The Seattle Mariners will play their final series against which team?
Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's the one. In This Is Spinal Tap, what volume does the amplifier go to?
11.
That's it. Where do bumblebees typically nest?
Hives?
No.
Trees?
No.
Bumblebees? The dirt.
Yes, I'll take that. What prayer is said 10 times during each sequence of a Catholic rosary?
Repeat that?
What prayer is said 10 times during each sequence of a Catholic rosary?
The Lord's Prayer.
No.
Father's Prayer.
No.
Pass.
What instrument does Nancy Wilson play?
Guitar.
Correct. How many main layers does a human tooth have?
2, 3.
No.
4.
Yes. Oh, right at the nick of time. You scored 8.
Cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
What was that noise again there, Taryn?
I don't even know.
She made one of her noises, Keith.
Uh-oh. No.
My favorite is.
All over it. Does that mean you're ready, or is that a different sound effect?
No. That there we go. Now I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, Daddy, let's go. In the children's rhyme, what type of meat does the third little piggy have? All over it.
Roast beef.
Yes. In which U.S. state will you find the Grand Ole Opry?
Which state? Tennessee.
Yes. In the great, it's the Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown was first aired in what decade?
Let's go with the 60s.
Yes. The Seattle Mariners will play their final series against which team?
The Los Angeles Dodgers.
Correct. In This Is Spinal Tap, what volume does the amplifier go up to?
11.
Yeah. Where do bumblebees typically nest?
In flowers.
No.
In a beehive.
No.
On your head.
No. What prayer is said 10 times during each sequence of a Catholic rosary?
Would that be Our Father?
No.
The Hail Mary.
Yeah. What instrument does Nancy Wilson play?
Guitar.
Yes. How many main layers does a human tooth have?
3.
No.
4.
Yes. The world's oldest lake is found on which continent?
Let's go with Africa.
No.
Europe.
No.
Asia.
Yes. Steve Miggs. Oh, you got 9 correct, and that is a victory. 9-8.
Yes.
Sorry, Jeff.
Oh, man.
Good game.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The only one you missed is bumblebees. They typically nest underground. What is wrong with me? I'm so gross. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Take the lid off and you go.
Wow.
Ooh. Lay a little respect on my hooter.
The Daily Mix Show.
Ooh, I hate it here. We have a new feature on the Odyssey app, and you can leave us a voice message about anything you please. We get messages on there every day, and some are very interesting, Steve.
Some want to talk about Cal Raleigh. Others want to talk about Youngblood.
We're going to slide into our VNs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VNs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VNs.
It is so easy to leave us a voice message. You can do it anytime, day or night, through the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, tell me what's happening in there today.
Someone wants to talk a little bit about Cal Raleigh, the hero of the Seattle Mariners.
This is for that little ass PS pitcher that wanted to freaking not give Cal an actual freaking pitch and just walked his ass. Come on, man. You can be part of history. Giving Cal his 61st home run. The hell's wrong with you? Anyway.
And then he called him the P word.
I'm also very curious what show was playing in the background. Some kid's show.
It was kind of unnerving.
Were you using that language in front of your little child?
Or maybe he just enjoys watching some children's shows when he's so angry. I didn't catch that because I was watching the Seahawks game. So did you watch much of the Mariners game yesterday?
We were going back and forth. I didn't really get a full experience with either of the games, but it was still fine.
Yeah, but I see like a lot of pitchers do not want to be the person that contributes to any kind of record. Like there's a certain source of pride, but I can't get mad at a pitcher that doesn't want to give up a home
run.
Sure,
it makes sense.
Also, another great victory from our Seattle Mariners, though.
Yeah, go Mariners.
The winning ways continue. I tell you, this team should just play hungover all the time.
Yeah. It's working.
It was kind of weird because I did catch the end of the game. After the Hawks game was done, I switched over and saw the end of the Mariners game. I'm like, nobody's celebrating. It's not the same anymore. Like
the vibes are off.
Yeah, now all of a sudden we're just there. So like, and I was like, okay, not every game ends with like champagne being poured all over.
Sure.
Although I feel like if you keep winning, maybe you keep doing that.
I think so.
Yeah. All right. Let's check out our next voice message.
I haven't heard you guys talk about Youngblood collaborating with Aerosmith. Have you heard the song yet? And if so, your thoughts?
I listened to it on the way in this morning.
Did you?
I did.
And what'd you think of it?
I hadn't heard it before, but I immediately was like, oh, this is Aerosmith. And then I thought, oh, wait, I heard that they did a song with Youngblood. And then I waited. And then there he was.
Yeah. So they're working on an EP, this is so strange. Like, the power of Youngblood, it seems like, with the old crusty rockers, I think is hilarious. Like, they're all, like, wanting to hang with this kid. He seems like he's a good dude. But, yeah, now he's collaborating with Steven Tyler. I wonder if the friendship started because of the Ozzy tribute show.
I would not be surprised.
But somehow he got Steven Tyler and Joe Perry back together again, and they did a new... They're doing, like, an EP of Aerosmith songs Youngblood, and then they're even covering, like, an old Aerosmith song on it as well. But the song that they released is called My Only Angel, and here's a little bit of it.
Said you were a showgirl, call you from a road girl, need a feeling.
And that's Steven Tyler right there. Such a quintessential rock voice. Like a pinch me moment for this guy. Like,
oh,
he's like, now I'm collaborating with Aerosmith.
They're holding each other, sharing a microphone. I mean, that's got to be a career, you know, it's such a career milestone moment.
Well, Steven was having a hard time standing.
No.
And this is Youngblood now.
Prefer this to any actual Youngblood song I've ever heard, though, I'll be honest.
Every time I see something, like, I should check out some of his music, and I find some of his stuff again. I'm like, I last like one song,
yeah.
And I'm like, I like him better when he's rocking.
I'm trying. Yeah. I'm really giving him a shot.
I wouldn't say this is the greatest Aerosmith song I've ever heard, but it's not terrible.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm here for it.
Danny, how you feeling about it?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, Danny doesn't like it. I knew he wouldn't like it. Tom DeLonge's not on it.
No, my thing with Youngblood is he's fine. Like, I don't mind him. At the same time, I'm just like, I don't understand what's happening with him. Because everyone's like, he's the future of rock and everything. And I'm like, if he's the future of rock, then why isn't he writing his own rock record? He has to collab with everyone.
It's going to happen.
I don't think it is.
No, it's the old rockers. They've now found, like, the young kid that they can hang out with that makes them feel young again.
I don't see Youngblood. I think he's going to kind of fade into the background. I think he's gonna like ride this wave of like being nostalgic with old rockers, and then it's gonna go away.
Well, one texter said it's absolute poop.
Yeah. Oh no!
He used a different word though. I can't say on the radio.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks won last night, beat the Cardinals on Thursday Night Football, 23-20. And we're gonna recap the game with the host of Mitch Unfiltered. Mitch Levy will join us at 7:20.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The host of Mitch Unfiltered, which you can listen to anywhere you get your podcasts or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy joins us now to talk Seahawks. We probably got to talk a little Mariners, but
yes.
Importantly, right now we had a 23-20 victory over the Cardinals last night. That wasn't exactly a beautiful win, but like, you know, we'll take it.
That's not most important, Taryn. That's not most important.
What's most important?
During the break, come on, tell your listeners during the break.
Okay, so Mitch was very curious how he might do in a game of Beat Migs. So I took the 650 quiz, gave him four questions, and he got them all correct.
Okay, let's just start right there.
In the world of Seattle sports, Mitch doing well at Beat Migs is at the very, very top.
I agree.
Right there. Let's also graduate to, if you're going to interrupt the proceedings with a song today, which I assume you're going to do. Yeah. I mean, if somebody's got a good sense of humor and knows what they're doing over there, they'll put Queen in. A little We Are the Champions. Come on, we got to have a little We Are the Champions song today, don't we?
Danny's going to work right now.
This is Champions Town, is it not? I mean, they've got we've got the American League West champs.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a football team that's won three in a row. We've got, God knows, I know Taryn loves this one, a college football team that's got a shot tomorrow to shock the world. The world will be watching this this really fascinating University of Washington team. I mean, this is Title Town, Migsy. It's Title Town now.
We got a Mitch that got 4 out of 4 on Beat Migs during the commercial break.
And I noticed, don't think I didn't, that Taryn decided because she loves Migsy so much, I better stop after 4 because I don't want him to embarrass Migsy at the
third.
He's fragile. He's very fragile, Mitch.
Yes. So, you guys watched last night, 23-20. It leaves you with leaves me with a conflicted taste in my mouth just because for 3.5 quarters, it was really a thing of beauty when you consider a Thursday night game, right?
Yeah.
It was stress-free for 3.5. That's what I was telling Daniel. I was just loving life for 3.5 quarters. And all of a sudden, I'm like, they just scored 14 points. This game is tied. What the F?
Yeah, what happened? Well, I think the first thing you do anytime, and I think you guys know this, your audience probably knows this, anytime you're dealing with a Thursday night game, you kind of pull back the analysis a little bit. You hold back because none of these guys like Thursday night's games. I mean, even though the Seahawks got a chance to rest some people against the Saints, it was a quick turnaround. They have to go on the road to Arizona. Nobody wants to play this game. Arizona had just lost on the last second field goal in San Francisco. They had just lost their star running back. The receiver had a case of the dropsies, which carried over into the first half of the game against the Seahawks last night. It's a weird game. These Thursday night games are weird games. If you could win them, especially on the road, you kind of take that and you go, okay, I'm not going to overanalyze it. But having said that, boy, for 3.5 quarters, it just looked just perfect. I mean, their defense was suffocating and swarming. Their offense was good enough and efficient. But, you know, there's an old axiom out there, and I don't know exactly what it is because it's not Beat Migsy, but I do know that if you leave a team hang around, if you're dominating the game, and for a few different occasions, I thought last night, the Seahawks had a chance to really, instead of having a two-touchdown lead with whatever it was, 10 minutes to go when the Cardinals went on those two drives, you know, they just left points out there. They missed a field goal. I thought Mike McDonald was super conservative, and he settled for a really long field goal to go up 10. Then the guy missed it. I thought he was conservative on the last field goal that they made. I mean, no one's talking about that because he made it and they won and we get out of town with a victory. But, you know, the way they called that last drive and they handled those last 15 or 20 seconds was curious to me. So I guess it's all's well that ends well. But I felt like thanks, Danny. Just when I get going, Danny's got a song to play. That's enough, Mitch. But I'm happy that they won and they got to 3-1. And I'm just thrilled about the baseball team. It's hard to concentrate on anything but Mariners baseball.
It totally is. Up next for the Seahawks, we've got Tampa Bay at home on the 5th. So we get this Sunday to watch every other game except our Seahawks. And Mitch, we do have to play the song.
Well, yeah, but before you play the song, because I'm too old to remember what I thought of when you just said, Taryn, that on the 5th, think about next weekend, that weekend. Game 1 of the American League Divisional Series is on Saturday at T-Mobile. Game 2 of the American League Divisional Series is on Sunday, which means what they're going to do is they're going to play. We haven't heard this officially, but I'll just tell you, we're going to have the Tampa Bay game against the Seahawks on Sunday at 1 or 1:25. And then my guess is the Mariners will start game 2 of the divisional series right across the street at 5. So I would say to you, let's just get down there at about 11 a.m. and stay down there till about 8 p.m. and watch hopefully 2 victories. That's going to be a great day for Seattle sports.
Mitch, my birthday is on the 3rd, so I'd be more than happy to have you give me as a gift tickets to see the Mariners and the Seahawks on the 5th.
Okay, I'm going to send them over right now via Ticketmaster. I'm going to transfer them over right now during the song.
All right, I'll be on the lookout.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. We're going to have more with Mitch Levy after Green Day. Oh, no, not Green Day, Queen.
Are we doing Queen?
We're doing Queen.
We're doing Queen for you, Mitch.
Queen.
The Daily Mix Show.
He is the host of Mitch Unfiltered. You can snag that anywhere you listen to your podcast or at MitchUnfiltered.com. Mitch Levy, what episode are we on now?
351 came out on Monday, and we will have 352 come out this Monday. I'm curious of a actually, I have a question and a comment for you guys. Number one, does Danny get in trouble now for playing the song that wasn't on the log, that wasn't supposed to be played? How does it work over at your place?
You're going to get in trouble, actually. Our boss is going to cut. Yes, because it was your fault.
Good.
It'll be a
find
memo.
Me.
Yeah.
Find me. Dock me the pay. I'll give awesome. Back my 1 week's pay.
Fair.
And then the comment that I'm going to make is, and this is just for you and your listeners, this is something you're not even going to hear on sports radio stations if you tune sports radio stations in, about the Mariners. I'm going to give you a little nugget about the Mariners, okay? So the Mariners play the Dodgers this weekend. You guys probably know that. What's interesting about that series is that the Dodgers have clinched their division and have been eliminated from being able to get higher. Where the Dodgers are trying to do what the Mariners did. The Mariners became the number two seed and might even become the number one seed, but they're the number two seed, which means they get that bye, that all-important bye in the first round. You don't want to play that wild card round if you don't have to play it. The Dodgers didn't get that. And the Dodgers have been eliminated from being able to get that because the Phillies, who are the two seed in the National League, are four ahead or three ahead of the Dodgers. I think it's four ahead. There are four ahead with three to play. So the Dodgers essentially have nothing to play for this weekend, okay? It also means the Dodgers have to play starting, I think, Tuesday night, their best of three series, while the Mariners get to rest. So what the Dodgers have to do this weekend really is get themselves ready. There's no real significance. I'm going to give you a small significance. There's really no real significance for the Dodgers to this series. They got to get their pitcher straight. They got to figure out who they want in game one, two, three. Got to get some guys some rest. They can't let this series really bother them. They got to get ready for the big one on Tuesday. The Mariners don't have that problem. Okay. So you might say, then why do the Mariners want to win? Why do the Mariners want to win? Well, there's two things. First of all, they do have an outside shot. Outside shot. They're one game behind Toronto and New York in the American League East. If they catch and pass, they have to catch and pass because they lose a tiebreaker to both. But if they catch and pass both of them this weekend, they become the number one seed. And that gives them home field advantage all the way through the playoffs. Okay?
That's crazy.
That's unlikely. That's unlikely because they'd have to pass both of them over a three-game series. But it's possible. But here's the thing that you got to remember that nobody is talking about. Literally, the four of us are going to be the only ones to talk about it today. Taryn, are you excited?
I'm very excited. I feel exclusive.
Could you close your eyes and visualize a World Series in several weeks from now of the Mariners in their first ever World Series against the Dodgers? Is that conceivable to you, that these two teams would have to turn around and play in the World Series? To me, it's very conceivable. I would make the Mariners one of, if not the favorites of the American League. And even though the Dodgers are the three seed in the National League, they're the Dodgers.
Right.
And when
right.
the playoffs roll around, they're going to have as good a chance. It's plausible that the Dodgers and the Mariners would play in the World Series. This is a long way of me saying this. The Dodgers and Mariners going into tonight's three-game series have exactly the same record. They are both, I believe, 90-69, if I'm not mistaken. Okay? Here's your Beat Migsy. This is where Migsy would have lost in the Beat Migsy contest. Who gets the home field between the Dodgers and the Mariners if they play in the World Series, Migsy?
It would have to be whoever has the better record, or which means who wins the series.
There you go.
See, this is why I'm a dominant force at Beat Migs.
Oh, boy.
So in a series that everybody has decided – These next three games, Taryn, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Dodgers, everybody's decided they don't really don't matter. If the Mariners play the Dodgers in the World Series, this series
that's crazy
is going to decide who gets the home field advantage in the World Series. Now, you tell me, is that a nice advantage? Do you want the home field advantage in the World Series?
Hell yeah.
Okay, so there may be something to play for. And then I'll give you one other, which is a less relevant note. The same applies to the Mariners and the Cubs, because the Cubs right now sit at 89-70, one game behind the Mariners. And we're not thinking about the Cubs. Who cares about the Cubs except Eddie Vedder, who cares about the Cubs? Right? If the Mariners play the Cubs in the World Series, the same thing applies, Migsy. It's who's got the better record. So while we're all convinced, don't worry about this series, it doesn't matter anymore, there could be, in a few weeks' time, we could be looking back to this last series against the Dodgers as being a very critical one in terms of home field advantage.
That's crazy.
I love this perspective, Mitch. Thank you. I had no idea.
Plus, we need to play hard for Cal Raleigh. He needs to get a couple more home runs, man. We can't just be done at 60.
Well, 60, yeah. I picked
65. We have a dollar bet on this.
And I picked 63.
And Danny picked 69, so I don't think that's going to happen.
What, last Tuesday? When did you pick these numbers?
2007.
A couple weeks ago.
Well, here's what I think I know. If Cal Raleigh gets to 62, if he hits two home runs, and by the way, he almost hit one last night, this close.
Yep.
If he hits 62 home runs and ties or hits 63 and breaks the American League all-time record held by Migsy, beat Migsy, held by
American League record? Oh, crap. Is that Judge?
Yes, that's Judge. Good job, Migsy.
I'm telling you, man. I got this.
Don't they have to give him the MVP if he breaks the all-time American League record? I don't know that they will. I don't know that they will, but.
Man, I know it's such a big, crazy argument, man, but, and there's nobody more valuable to a team than Cal Raleigh is to the Seattle Mariners.
If you're going to use the word valuable, there's no question about that. Where would the Mariners be without Cal Raleigh? My sense is that take Aaron Judge off the Yankees and they'd be okay. And what we just did is a lot of time about the baseball team and not enough time about the football team, which is really what you have me on for. So I suggest that the four of us come to work tomorrow. You guys come in on a Saturday and we do this show and we do just nothing but Seahawks talk tomorrow morning at 7:20. Are you guys in?
Do it right.
I got to go grocery shopping at that time. I'm not going to be able to make it. Sorry, guys.
At 7:20?
Oh, yeah. So every Saturday at 7:20, I go grocery shopping. It's the best time to get stuff at Fred Meyer.
Mitch, this is such an exciting time to be chatting with you. So thank you so much. If you want to give Mitch a follow on X, it's @Mitch_Seattle. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners, go Seahawks. It's a good time to be a Seattle sports fan. And you don't say that very often, guys. It's a good time to be a Seattle sports fan.
And earmuffs, Taryn, go Huskies.
Ew. Ew.
I'll see you next week.
Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you are smarter than Steve Migs? I really do believe that Mitch might be. So one of these days we'll have to give him a chance to play the game. Were you listening, by the way, to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40? Because there were three correct answers to this next game given out during the men's room. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.